Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, South Bay Spotlight, on September 11th, 2014. And it is such a momentous day in American history. 13 years ago, the Twin Towers were attacked from terrorist forces outside of our country, and I guess it's appropriate for us right at the top of the hour to say how proud we are of the people that responded to that event, and the ways in which people rallied to not only clean up the disaster, but to rebuild their lives. And that's really what we're celebrating these 13 years, is survival and rebuilding. So we honor them here at the South Bay Show. And we hope that these things will never happen again. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking here on the South Bay Show, voted best local radio show in the Daily Breeze Reader Choice Poll 2014. It's all about living, loving, laughing, and leaving a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles. Beautiful place to do just that. I'm your host, Joe Terry, and the South Bay Show is brought to you by the Academy of Foreign Languages. If you have any interest in learning a new language or brushing up on existing language skills, you should know about the Academy of Foreign Languages. Located in Palos Verdes, the Academy of Foreign Languages specializes in the art of communication. Their mission is to provide the finest language instruction possible. They recognize that each student has distinctive needs and craft their teaching technique to optimize an individual's particular learning skills. At the Academy of Foreign Languages, they strive to create a comfortable environment conducive to learning. So whether you're learning a new language or would simply like to converse in your native tongue, the Academy of Foreign Languages can accommodate you. For more information, visit their website at www.academyofforeignlanguages.com. That's all spelled out, academyofforeignlanguages.com. Or call 310-975-4133. That's 310-975-4133. You can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/ The South Bay Show, or visit us on our website at thesouthbayshow.com. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on the South Bay Show. And, of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with South Bay by Jackie.com and producer of the South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well this morning, Joe. How are you?
I'm great, and I just want to give you an opportunity to speak to 9/11. I know that you, being from New York, were affected greatly. Your mom still lives there. Many friends still live there. What would you say to our audience about this day? 13 years it's been.
You know, it goes back further than that for me. I remember those buildings being built.
Right.
You know, I was a kid. I think I was about 12, 13 years old when they were being built. You know, so I'll never forget. Yep. But it just goes to show, you know, we've come a long way since then, and we go on.
And you know, one of the things that we enduringly love about the South Bay is live music. Live music. It's such an integral part of the South Bay and its history and so forth, as it is almost everywhere. But we have a special place here in the South Bay, with the Lighthouse in Hermosa Beach being a part of jazz history. And
concerts, you know, on the beach, concerts, yeah, on the pier. We got the music covered.
And something special that's coming up soon. And this is really, I'm loving talking about this. Jackie, who's our guest today?
Our guest this morning is Mike Estes. Mike is the Community Services Manager for the City of Lawndale. overseeing administration, parks and recreation, and senior service divisions within the Community Services Department. In addition, Mike manages the operations of the Harold E. Hoffman Lawndale Community Center, a 41,000-square-foot indoor recreation facility, 5 parks facilities, and 1 indoor gymnasium. He supervises a part-time and full-time staff of approximately 60 employees. He manages special events, youth sports, and senior programs. In addition, Mike administers a number of key contracts in the city and represents the department at city council meetings and other public outreach functions. He has been with the City of Lawndale for 7 years after previously working for the City of Lomita in several different capacities. Now, this morning, Mike is going to give us all the details on the second annual Lawndale Blues and Jazz Music Festival taking place this Saturday, September 13th, at Lawndale Civic Center Plaza. Welcome to the program, Mike. We are so glad you could join us this morning.
Good morning, Jackie. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Mike, for joining us. We're excited about this event. In particular, the Lawndale Jazz and Blues Festival. Tell us a little bit about the history of the festival.
Well, as you mentioned, this is our second annual, and this started out as an idea about 2 years ago. And, you know, with the different state economies and the decreasing budgets that you see in government, whether it be federal, city, state, local government, whatever it may be, you know, it's always a challenge to find the funding. You know, one of the duties I do in, with the city is I'm a liaison to a couple of commissions and committees, and we have a Parks and Recreation and Social Services Committee that does some fundraising each year. They run a fireworks booth for a week during the fireworks season, typically late June through the 4th of July, and they sell fireworks. And they've been doing this for about 9 years now, and they do it to benefit parks and recreation programs and other functions throughout the city. And they sell fireworks, and we put it in a trust fund account, and it's built up over the years, and they really spend their money on a lot of worthwhile activities for the city. So this was, once again, an idea, a brainstorm that started a couple years ago. And then, you know, they stepped forward and offered to pay for the event. So last year was the first one, and it was went very, very well for a first-time event. We had hundreds of people here, and we had 5 bands and three jazz bands and 2 blues bands. And it went so well that the commission offered to do it again, and we look at this as an annual event. I don't think it's going away. It's going to be here every year. You know, we selected the second Saturday in September. You know, the beautiful weather, the kids are back to school. It just seems to be a great time of year to do this. So they are fully funding this event, and the city probably wouldn't be able to do it without the assistance from the commission. So that's how it started out, and we recruit bands and try to make it a large event. And we anticipate it growing this year, possibly doubling in terms of attendance. And you know, we envision this as being a much larger event as we get into it year after year.
Right.
And we're super excited. You know, we've been planning for this for about 10 months, and we're, you know, about 53 hours away from showtime. So, you know, it's a very, very rewarding program. We put a lot of time and effort into it, and it gets to a point where you just want to have the event and let the people enjoy it. So we're super excited.
Right. It's sad to hear about, you know, as you're saying, you know, municipalities around the country are having difficult financial times, but an event like this, which is so much fun, can attract enough people that you can sell booth space and you can have food vendors and charge a fee for the food vendors to come in and so forth. So hopefully, you know, with some effort from the city and, of course, a lot of effort from your department, this can be at least a revenue-neutral event, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, and it's a free event for the community. You know, we haven't gotten to the point where we want to charge admission, and we probably never will. And you know, this year, what we did this year is last year we just were kind of grassroots and got this thing off the ground. But this year we started looking at sponsorships, and that's one area we're looking at doing more at year after year. But our two big sponsors this year are going to be South Bay Lexus. They'll be on site over at Torrance Crossroads on Crenshaw Boulevard, and they're going to have a nice brand-new Lexus to display at the event on Saturday. And then we also have New York Life that is sponsoring us as well. And you mentioned the booths. We'll have We'll have eight informational booths out here distributing information, talking to the public, and about the services they offer. And then we'll have one fabulous food booth out here, Jason's Backyard Grill and Barbecue here in Lawndale, doing some barbecue for the people.
Yes. Now, I sent you an email, Mike, recently, last week. I wanted one of those booths, those information booths, but I was too late. I missed the deadline.
Is that right?
Yeah, so I'm not going to miss it next year, though. And if anyone drops out, I said in my email, if anyone drops out, give me a ring, because I would really love to be there. So,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. When you put something together like this, you know, there's the security and police and all of that, but what, just give us a bird's eye view of the kinds of organization that goes into establishing an event like this, and who's doing the audio and that kind of stuff.
Well, there's a lot that goes into it. And like I said, we after last year's event, we, you know, we did our program review and talked about it, and then took a couple months off, and then we dove right into it, you know, in late October and November, and started recruiting bands. But it really starts with the location, and we have a phenomenal location here. You know, we call it the Lawndale Civic Center Plaza, and just a little history with that. You know, we have City Hall here. It's basically at the intersection of Buren Avenue and 147th Avenue, and Buren Avenue is just a block west of Hawthorne Boulevard. So it's right off a major thoroughfare in the city, state highway, and it's a phenomenal location. So we have City Hall, and then in 09, the Lawndale Library was built. It's a Los Angeles County Lawndale Library is what they call it, a beautiful, beautiful library that's really last, I believe it was in July, they had their 1 millionth customer. So that's been a really nice addition for the city. And then 3 years ago, we opened up, well, just short of 3 years ago, we opened up the brand new Lawndale Community Center, which Jackie mentioned before is a 41,000 square foot indoor recreation facility, which was recently renamed after our late mayor who passed away in November. He was an 11-term mayor. He was just starting his 12th term, Mayor Harold E. Hoffman. So right within that little Civic Center Plaza, you know, we have a beautiful street location where we can put the ballers up and close the streets, and really, really beautiful location where it can be, you know, and we run other events there too, Halloween events and Angel Tree events and stuff like that. But it's one common gathering space for all the people that can come and just enjoy whatever event's going on. So that's the first thing, is we have just a phenomenal location, amazing location. So
right.
We're really blessed to have that. And, you know, it really starts out with recruiting the bands. That's pretty significant effort. And what we do is we do some outreach, whether it be the newspaper and website advertising. And a lot of the bands we get is word of mouth. So we develop a list of bands that are qualified per music. You know, we look for jazz and blues bands. And then we do our best to get out and see them play.
Mm-hmm.
And then typically around December or January, we you know, develop a short list of bands that we'd like to play, and then we negotiate with them and work out the details, and then we usually have them committed by March or April, and we're doing four bands this year, so it's going to be 4 hours of wonderful music. Then after that, it's taking care of all the details. You find a sound vendor, and Bell Event Services is going to be doing our sound this year. They're all over the South Bay. They're based
right.
in El Segundo. They've done recently the Hermosa Fiesta.
Right.
They do that event, and you know, they're all over the South Bay. They do numerous events, so we have that, and then we have a lot of internal things in place with the city. We have our cable division, who does a fabulous job. It's an award-winning department, so they'll be out here, and we'll be we won't be live streaming this year. We plan to get there eventually, but you know, we'll be distributing DVDs and putting it on the City of Lawndale cable. Channel 3 cable,
mm-hmm.
and so that's another benefit that the city has. We don't have to go outside for that. We have it right here in-house, and then it's just taking care of the details. Advertising is always a big one. You know, we have a lot of benefits in the city in terms of advertising. KLOS 95.5 is helping us out a lot on advertising. We have the, if you've ever driven down the 405, you've seen the huge Lawndale marquee.
Right.
And we've had it on there for 3 or 4 months, and we've used all the other traditional forms of advertising the city has access to. And also South Bay by Jackie is going to be putting that on her newsletter. So advertising is a big deal. You know, you want to get as many people as you can here because, as you know, when you're seeking sponsorship dollars, they're always going to ask, well, you know, how many people are we going to see? How many people are going to see our car? How many people are going to visit our booth? So, it's a step-by-step thing, and it really takes a long time, and it's an awful lot of work. But, we put on a lot of events here, and it's very, very rewarding. It's part of the reason why I'm even in this field is it's a lot of work. It's very challenging, but once the event is going and you see hundreds of people out there having a good time and people just enjoying themselves with families and friends, and it's really worthwhile. So, once again, we're really excited for Saturday.
It's great. This coming Saturday, just day after tomorrow, and I understand Jason's Backyard Grillin' will be there with barbecue available for purchase.
Yes, absolutely.
People can bring lawn chairs, blankets, and picnic baskets, but alcohol is prohibited. Alcohol
Correct.
Is prohibited.
Yeah.
And
alcohol is always prohibited.
Always.
It takes all the fun out of it.
Yes.
I don't understand. What's wrong with sitting there enjoying a nice cold beer while you're listening to some great music?
You have to bring red cups, that's all. Just red cups, that's all. Nothing else. The infamous red cup. KLOS, as you mentioned there, Mike. So, okay, now we've heard a little bit about the event. Tell us about some of the other events that you guys do in Lawndale, because, this is something that could be a big deal, and I certainly look forward to next year and the year after, then the year after, because there's Long Beach Jazz Festival. There's always the Playboy Jazz Festival, which I've been to several years, and that's just
Is it called the Playboy Jazz Festival? Are you talking about the one in New Orleans?
No, this one is at the Hollywood Bowl.
Okay, because all right. Anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they do still do it, and then there's Monterey, which is just Monterey is just. I've never been to the Monterey Jazz Festival, but it is a world class event. Is that kind of what you hope for? I mean, the venue. How many people can the venue hold, Mike?
Well, I would think this particular location, it could hold a few thousand. We have a great relationship with the L.A. County Library Division, and just between City Hall and the library, if you've ever been here, and maybe some of our listeners have, we have a large green space, grass area that's going to hold probably 1,000 people right there alone. And like I said, we have a great relationship with the library. They let us use that property when we need it, and that's probably 1,000 we can hold there. Then there's outlying areas, street areas that we use for chairs, and then sidewalk surrounding areas. So really it has a capacity for 2,000, but if this thing really grows like I think it's going to grow, and as you mentioned, the Long Beach Jazz Festival, and another really a local event is the Gardena Jazz Festival, which has grown over the years. They all started out like this. They all started out with three or four bands and a few hundred people, and then it just kind of snowballed and grew and grew and grew. If this thing really grows like I think it will, we may have to look at another location, like one of our large park locations or something like that. And when we were planning this event, there was a lot of different opinions on where it should be. Should it be in a park-like atmosphere, more of a picnic and fun family type situation there for the people? And then we have the new Civic Center, and City Council really made the decision that we would have all of our events here. But that's really something to talk about because, as it continues to grow, and I'm certain that it will, we may have to move this thing to another location for that reason, it's going to grow. And like I said before, the others started out like a small community event like we did and grew and grew and grew.
Wow.
Make the South Bay a epicenter for great music, just like we are with beer.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
I think there's a tremendous tremendous potential, Mike. I'm so excited. Tell us about some of the other events that you oversee in the city of Lawndale. And my wife and I, every time we drive by Lawndale High School on Inglewood, she comments, my wife in particular is an educator, she says, what a joy for those kids to go to a high school that they can be so proud of. Because it's an amazingly beautiful facility. So tell us more about that facility, maybe, and some of the other events in Lawndale.
Well, what you're going to see when you're traveling down the 405 is you're going to see the large beige, tan, brownish-type building with the huge Lawndale on it. Mm. That's the Lawndale Performing Arts Center, and that was completed about 2 years ago, and that's on the Lawndale High School campus.
Right.
So that's you're right. It's a beautiful facility, and the Sentinel Valley Unified or Union High School District has put millions and millions and millions of dollars into both of the Lawndale facilities. If you've been by Luzinger High School recently, they're continuing to finish up improvements over there, and that's a beautiful facility as well. You know, but in terms of parks and recreation events, you know, we have several every year. You know, we have the smaller internal events that aren't really public events, like, you know, we have a Youth in Government Day event, which caters to the high school students and teaches them about youth in government and how city councils operate and how the city operates as a whole. That's a really unique event. Not many cities have that. That's a good one. And then we have some other smaller internal city events. But the larger ones, of which are citywide special events, you know, we have a number of those. The other big one is this is probably going to be the largest that we have as we continue to do this year after year. But the other large one we have is the Youth Day Parade. That's usually the fourth Saturday in April. And we usually have, you know, 80 or so, and that's continuing to grow, 80 or so organizations coming out and participating in the parade. And that's a very worthwhile and huge and very important community event to the city. And we get thousands of people out here for that. And that's a challenge in terms of planning as well. Another interesting event that we started last year, and we just got funding for this, and is Metro, LA County Metro is making a move towards these open street events. I don't know if you've heard of those, but they have them in downtown LA. And what they do is they call it an open street because it's open to the public, and they close down the streets to vehicle traffic, but they just let people get out there and walk with their strollers and ride their bikes. And they're really making a move to this. And the Metro Board recently approved $2 million, and the city of Lawndale actually got $40,000 to put on an open street event, and we're going to do that the same day as the Youth Day Parade. Mm-hmm. And what we've turned it into is an open street event that started out as a community bike ride where people can come out here and ride their bikes with their friends and families and on a 2.2 square mile bicycle route. And this year, since we now have outside funding for it, we're going to make it a large event. We're going to involve some vendors and some activities on the side. And so I don't know if you're familiar with the Metro Open Street events, but that's going to grow into a huge event also as long as Metro continues to provide the funding. So the Youth Day Parade event and the Open Street event is going to be a really big one. And once again, that's going to be in the fourth Saturday in April. I believe it's the 25th this year, April 25th, 2015. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we're talking about bringing back the fireworks extravaganza. The fireworks extravaganza was a mainstay here in Lawndale for many years, but it's been 3 years since we had it. And the main reason why is it really wasn't a funding issue. The main reason why is because we had typically done that event on the high school campuses, and with the extensive construction at both Luzinger and Lawndale, we really didn't have a location to do the fireworks show in the city. You know, we looked at El Camino College and Alondra Park and some other options, but, you know, logistically it just didn't work. So we're looking at bringing that back this year, and that's a big one for the community. I think the community overall has missed that, and the residents are actually asking for that to come back. So that's another one that may come back. And then we have some other smaller community events, although they're relatively small compared to some of the stuff we do. We still get thousands of people out here enjoying those events, and that's the Halloween Haunt on October 31st here at the Civic Center Plaza. And then the other fairly large event, it's called the Angel Tree Lighting. It's a holiday event, typically the first Monday in December, and this year it's going to be Monday, December 1st. And it's just a tree lighting ceremony, and we bring out all kinds of school bands to play on the stage and nonprofit organizations and winter activities. We do a snow sled for the kids, train ride. So we really got a lot of things going on here in Lawndale. And, you know, we are a small city. Lawndale is only about 1.9 square miles. But we really do as much as some of the larger cities in the area here. So it's we do as much as we can, but you know, community events, that's the way to go. You know, give people something to do. And the events are all free, you know, outside of food here that you can purchase at each event. Everything's free, and it's really hard to find these free community events these days, you know.
Right.
But we got a super supportive city council that provides the funding for this, very supportive city manager and very supportive city administration. So, you know, they want to bring people to our new Civic Center Plaza. They want people to see it, whether they're Lawndale residents or not.
Right.
And people are coming here and enjoying it. So it's and once again, like I said before, it's a very rewarding job. You know, there's a lot of planning and a lot of challenges along the way. But once you get these events off the ground and you see thousands of people having fun with their friends and families,
right,
and kids having a good time and kids having good, clean fun instead of running the streets, it's very, very rewarding once again.
We talk about the cities of the South Bay, and Lawndale is so centrally located. I mean, your tagline as a city is the heart of the South Bay. I know you've been working there for 7 years, but can you give us a sense of the history of Lawndale? What are some of the, if you could brag on Lawndale, what would be some of the things that you would say, what a great place to live? I know real estate prices are reasonable compared to, let's say, Manhattan Beach or Palos Verdes, you know, which are completely unreasonable. So... But we love Manhattan Beach.
That's one way to put it. It's completely
amazing. Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about, brag on Lawndale a little.
Well, Lawndale was incorporated in 1959, and, you know, we just had, this is actually our 55th anniversary this year coming up in December, and we're not celebrating it, but we had a big 50th celebration back in 09. But, you know, like you said, Lawndale has a lot of great things to do surrounding. I mean, you know, we're about 4 miles from the beach, if even that. You know, we can get down to the beach and do that. And we have the wonderful library now and lots of things to do. But you mentioned property prices, and it is very reasonably priced here in Lawndale. You know, and there's all kinds of wonderful recreation facilities and park facilities in the surrounding cities. You know, what Lawndale's really done is in 07, we had a $38 million 5-year capital improvement program. And that's really one of the things that attracted me to this job and made me want to work here, is to help upgrade the city. And, you know, with the addition of the Lawndale Library, with the addition of the community center, we have a new park called Larch Avenue Park that's under design right now, and it'll open up. We're anticipating spring of 2016, but construction should start on that probably in January. It's a 1.5-acre facility situated over on Larch Avenue and 147th Street, just behind the fire station. But the city invested in the community there and spent $3 million on that property. And then we have another park renovation project. About a one-acre park, and it's going to be expanded to about 1.75-acre park. It's called Hogan Park, and it's just across Prairie Avenue from Alondra Park back on Osage Avenue. And we're actually going to be closing down a section of two streets to expand the park. And those projects were all part of the $38 million 5-year capital improvement program. And in addition, we opened up a new park that I was involved in the design with in 09 called Hopper Park, which was it's a 1.5-acre property now, but it was a former Caltrans property that sat vacant for 18 years, and once new city staff started coming in 06 and 07, and we sat there and said, hey, whose property is this, and what's going on here? And mm-hmm. it was just an old Caltrans fenced off a gravel lot, and we developed that into a beautiful pocket or mini park, as they call it, which has been open since 09. So, you know, the investment in the community that the city has made has been phenomenal, because Lawndale has changed. You know, the Hawthorne Boulevard, the state highway area, you know, that was renovated years and years ago, and we have virtually every kind of business you can imagine on Hawthorne Boulevard. So if somebody wants to come and shop and, you know, to do that thing, Hawthorne Boulevard is the place to go. You know, if you're traveling down Hawthorne Boulevard, whether it be north from LAX or you know, the Inglewood area or the Hawthorne area, and you're traveling down to Torrance, you know, you're going to go right through the heart of Lawndale. So, you know, besides the low property values and the things to do, it's just that Lawndale is a great place to live. But, you know, there are so many things, like you said before, surrounding to do. You have the beach cities, and then you have things in Gardena to the east, the northeast. And, you know, you have Torrance just right around the corner as well. So, you know, for somebody that's looking to start a family and looking to live somewhere where property values are reasonable and there's lots of things to do in a nice, safe community, you know, Lawndale is a good place to look at.
And that's key, right? Because people say, oh, well, I want to live in a safe community, and I know the beach cities, Redondo, Hermosa, Manhattan Beach, have a very safe reputation, but Lawndale is also a very safe place to live, isn't it?
It is. We have an amazing sheriff's department. The LA County sheriffs do a phenomenal job out here, and you know, they're always at our community events. They're always supportive of what we're doing, and you know, it's different because sometimes, unless the city's what they call a full service city, would be somebody that has their own police and fire, like the police, beach cities do, and Torrance
right.
does. You know, we're
right.
considered a contract city. We use the contract services of LA County Fire and Sheriff, but they do a phenomenal job, and we have a great relationship with the new captain over there and the Lieutenant John Hawking. I'd like to give him some props. He's always got his people out at our community events, and he's really, really interested in him and his deputies maintaining the integrity of Lawndale and keeping it safer, you know, in all the communities. They all have challenges with gangs and graffiti and people really coming from outside of the area into your area and, you know, creating all this mischief and then trying to get back home. But, yeah, crime is, we get public safety reports every council meeting from the lieutenant, and crime is way down in Lawndale. It's way down over the past 2 or 3 years, and it's getting better. So the support from them is super. If we need them out for a special event like Saturday, they'll be out here in force. They're going to be here. They're going to be here for our Halloween event, our Angel Tree event. You know, they're very instrumental in our fireworks event if that comes back this year, and the Youth Day Parade. So we're just blessed to have them be supportive of the city activities, because it's not like that everywhere.
Right.
You know, some contract cities struggle to get the attention from the sheriff's department that they need, and that's not a problem here.
Well, that's great. We're having a great time talking with Mike Estes from Lawndale. He's the community services manager, and we're talking about Blues and Jazz, the Blues and Jazz Festival coming up on Saturday, and we'll be right back talking with Mike, but right now we need to take a break and pay some bills. Jackie, who do we want to thank today?
Well, Joe, you know it's never too early to begin planning your financial future. When it comes to protecting your assets and hard-earned dollars, you'll want experienced professionals with a proven track record and flawless reputation on your team. Briganti, Cameron, Waters & Strong, Certified Public Accountants and Consultants, is the largest full-service accounting firm in the South Bay, and they are dedicated to providing professional services of the highest quality. The partners are South Bay residents deeply committed to serving the communities where they live, work, and play. They support a variety of local nonprofit organizations such as Skate Park PB, Palos Verdes Peninsula Land Conservancy, the Torrance South Bay YMCA, Rotary, and Pediatric Therapy Network, among others. BCWS prides itself on providing national accounting technical experience with the personal attention of a local company. This commitment to uphold high standards of excellence has proven key to their success and first-rate reputation. Their ultimate goal and reward is to see their clients achieve financial success as they define it, whether that means helping them to reduce their tax burden, assisting them with planning to ensure their financial security, succession planning, exit strategies, and wealth transfer. The partners and professionals of BCWS are committed to providing their clients with the expertise and guidance they need to reach their financial goals. For more information, visit the website at www.bcws.com or call 310-542-0011.
All right. And, of course, if you'd like to call in and talk with Mike and ask questions or make a comment, we'd love to have you. Please give us a call at 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. We'd love to have your comment or question. So, Mike, we're just a couple of days away from the festival. You've been planning for, what, 11 and a half months?
You're pretty close to that, yeah.
And it's going to happen. Give us an idea of the bands that are going to come. Who's going to be there?
Okay, we'll start off with 1 o'clock with a band called Awesome Blue. They're a blues rock band. They're a local Lawndale band that plays locally, and they kind of get out and do some other stuff. But like I said, a local blues and rock band, they're going to open up for us, and they're going to do a one-hour set. Mm-hmm. And they're led by the band leader. His name is Bob Carrillo, and they're a four-piece band. And like I said, blues rock, and we're excited to have them. And then at 2:15, we have a great act coming in. He's called KJ. His name's KJ Singleton, and he's actually played the Long Beach Jazz Festival a number of times. And that's the other thing that's happening, too, is this event is really starting to attract larger-name bands.
Mm.
Once they see the success of this and the crowd coming out, we get inquiries all the time. Can we play this year? Can we get on your list and stuff like that? So I think as the event continues to grow, it's going to be easier to get these types of bands. But KJ, they kind of do a contemporary jazz type of thing. He's a guitarist, KJ Singleton, four-piece band with keyboards, bass, and drums. So he's going to be playing at 2:15. Mm-hmm. And at 3:45, we have Lawndale's own Lawndale Blues Boys, and they'll be doing some heavier-type blues rock. You know, Awesome Blue will be playing kind of a softer blues rock type thing, but mm-hmm. the Lawndale Blues Boys are very popular last year. They probably the larger crowds were here when they were playing during the later afternoon, but they're going to go on at 3:45, and they're really going to get people moving. They're more of a hard blues rock type thing. Mm-hmm. And then our headliner is Jay Boykin. Jay Boykin's going to be playing at 5:15, and he played with us last year. And he's a recording artist. He has several CDs. He's playing out in the community. He's really big in Gardena. He's been at the Gardena Jazz Festival a number of times. I'm not certain if he's been at the Long Beach Jazz Festival, but he's based out of Riverside, and he does a lot of stuff out there. But he's a saxophonist and, like I said, a recording artist, and he'll have a four-piece band out here. And they're a smooth jazz type of band, so they're going to bring a ton of people out here. And he's amazing. He gets out and plays the wireless saxophone, and the band's on the stage. And he's out walking through the crowd and standing on the benches and really interacting with the crowd. So he does a great job. So, once again, we're super excited, and we plan on winding this thing down at probably 6:30 or 7. So we'll be out here for about 5.5 to 6 hours with 4 hours of music. You know, unfortunately, you have to have a little break to get the next band set up. You know,
right.
We couldn't go for just 4 straight hours. But once again, as this event grows and there's more people coming out and it spreads by word of mouth, we're starting to attract, higher level bands. And not that all the bands aren't high level, but I would say bands that have more notoriety as opposed to some bands that are just starting out. So
right.
We got an awesome lineup, two jazz bands and two blues bands. So whether you like blues or jazz or blues and jazz, you're gonna get your fix on Saturday if you're able to join us here at the Lawndale Civic Center Plaza.
Well, it's exciting. We're looking forward to it, and the location again is 147th and Burin.
Buren Avenue, B-U-R-I-N.
Yes.
If you're going to navigate, which everybody's doing these days, you're going to navigate to 14700 Buren Avenue. And once again, it's Buren Avenue is one block west of Hawthorne. And 147th is a semi-major street. It basically runs from Prairie all the way through Englewood Avenue. So it's not really hard to find if you stay on Hawthorne and find 147th. And we'll have parking available. You know, parking is always a challenge for an event like this,
mm-hmm.
but there'll be parking available. We're going to be closing down a section of Buren Avenue, but there's plenty of parking just right around the Civic Center area. So once again, 147th Street and Buren Avenue.
Right.
And Buren Avenue is just it's a street that it's a long street, but in the Lawndale section, it basically runs from Rosecrans and it runs south down to Manhattan Beach Boulevard, and I think it even goes farther south than Manhattan Beach Boulevard. But not really hard to find. But once again, for all the GPSers and all the iPhoners and smartphoners, you're going to navigate to 14700 Buren Avenue, and that's B-U-R-I-N.
Excellent. Yes, you have to spell things on the radio. That's a good thing.
Absolutely.
Well, Mike, hold on for a moment. We're gonna take a break and find out what other things are going on around the South Bay, and then we'll be back with Mike Estes to talk about the Lawndale Jazz and Blues Festival. Jackie, what else is going on in the South Bay?
Hey, the South Bay by Jackie Weekend Guide is brought to you by Rockin' Brews PCH. Rockin' Brews PCH is proud to serve an extensive menu of casual American comfort food and over 100 craft beers in their family-friendly backstage beer garden at the beach. Now you can get all your favorite Rockin' Brews menu items, such as Asian spicy wings and the Maui Wowie pizza, to go. Call in your order or stop by on the way home, and it'll be ready in minutes. In addition, Rockin' Brews is making party planning fun and easy with its new catering menu. Rockin' Brews PCH is conveniently located at the crossroads of Pacific Coast Highway and Palos Verdes Boulevard, and has plenty of on-site parking. For all the details, visit the website at rockinbrews.com or call 310-378-4970. Okay, you thought the summer season was busy? Wait until you hear what's happening this weekend. The Dudes Brewing Company is hosting the long-awaited Tasting Room grand opening on Friday, September 12th. The new Tasting Room is located in their state-of-the-art brewery and features 13 handles fueled by a barrel pilot system. I don't know what that is, but it sounds intense. The Dudes will be featuring never-before-sampled IPA, pint and half-pint specials, growlers, four-packs, and $3 pints of South Bay Session. The new Tasting Room will allow guests to enjoy food from local eateries to be paired with their favorite Dudes brews. The Tasting Room will be open Friday from 3 to 10 and Saturday and Sunday from noon to 10 p.m. For additional information, visit the website at www.thedudesbrew.com. The Dudes Brewery is located at 1840 West 208th Street in Torrance. All right, TEDx Redondo Beach presents the third annual live speaker event, Beyond Limits, taking place on Friday, September 12th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Redondo Beach Union High School Auditorium. TEDx Redondo Beach will feature a powerful lineup of speakers who will share their ideas and insights on ideas worth spreading. The official after party will take place at R10 Social House from 9 to 11. Pricing is $30 for adults, $20 for college students with valid ID, and $15 for students under 18. Tickets are available online. The Redondo Beach Union High School Auditorium is located at 1 Seahawk Way in Redondo Beach at the corner of Pacific Coast Highway and Diamond Street. Free parking is available in school lots or on the street. For additional information, visit the website at TEDxRedondoBeach.com. El Segundo Museum of Art presents another fun and original cooking art history class, Graffiti, G-R-A-F-F-E-A-T-I, Graffiti, get it?
Mm-hmm.
Join personal chef and museum educator Mate Gomez-Rejon of Art Fights on Friday, September 12th from 6:30 to 9:30 in preparing a meal inspired by the current Experience 11 Scratch. After what is sure to be a dynamic conversation of this groundbreaking show, people work together to prepare and enjoy Los Angeles street foods. Admission is $95 per person, includes the tour, wine, ingredients, meal, and recipes. Checks should be made payable to Art Bites. Attendees must register. at www.brownpapertickets.com. For additional information, visit the website at www.esmoa.org or call 424-277-1020. El Segundo Museum of Art is located at 208 Main Street in El Segundo. Guru's Gate Yoga will be hosting their second annual wellness fair on Saturday, September 13th. It starts at 7:30 with free yoga, including Kundalini at 7:30, Hatha Flow at 9, and Vinyasa Flow at 10:30. During the afternoon from 1 to 5 p.m., a wellness fair will focus on mind, body, and spirit. Meet therapists, sample treatments, watch live demos, take part in the raffle, and shop the vendors while enjoying a variety of live music. For additional information, call 310-376-0107 or visit the website at www.gurusgateyoga.com. They're located at 815 Manhattan Avenue, Manhattan Beach. Join the fun at the LA Kings 5K Run Walk hosted by Darrell Evans on Saturday, September 13th. The race starts promptly at 8 and features special appearances by the LA Kings. The race begins and ends at the Village Runner in Riviera Village. First, second, and third place winners in each category will win a commemorative LA Kings puck, and all participants will receive a T-shirt. The cost is $35 per person with pre-registration. Day of registration is $40. Let's see. Check-in and walk-up registration is at 6:30 on Saturday at the Village Runner. Proceeds from the event will benefit the, I don't know if I can pronounce this correctly, Hydrocephalus Association?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. For more information, visit that website at kings.nhl.com. Select Beer Store is hosting the second annual Brewers Chili Cook-Off and Local Tap Takeover on Saturday, September 13th. Last year's event was such a huge success, they're doing it again, only this time even bigger with a backyard beer garden. The event takes place from noon to 10 p.m. and will feature breweries from L.A. and Orange Counties, including El Segundo, Monkish, Strand, the Brewery at Abigail, Smog City, Bottle Logic, Golden Road, L.A. Aleworks, King Harbor, and the Dudes. They'll compete in an epic chili cook-off, and attendees will get to vote for their favorite recipe while enjoying beers on tap from each of the participating breweries. All the proceeds from the chili cook-off will be donated to the Salvation Army. For more information, visit the website at www.selectbeerstore.com or call 310-540-1221. Select Beer Store and Tap Room is located in the heart of Riviera Village at 1613 South Pacific Coast Highway in Redondo Beach. All right, there's more stuff going on at El Segundo Museum of Art, a live tattoo demonstration with artist Big Sleeps on Saturday, September 13th from 11 to 5 p.m. For more information on that, visit that website at www.esmoa.org. El Segundo Museum of Art, located at 208 Main Street in El Segundo. Something else in El Segundo. The El Segundo Auxiliary Children's Hospital, Los Angeles, presents the 10th Annual Wine Festival and Silent Auction on Saturday, September 13th from 5 to 7:30 p.m. The event takes place at the International Garden Center, where guests will enjoy appetizers with featured wines provided by Petros Cafe. Flamenco-inspired duo Zeramar and Fritz will provide the evening's musical entertainment. And there's a silent auction with a bunch of cool stuff. Tickets are $45 per person and can be purchased at El Segundo Auxiliary, CHLA.org. The second annual, we've been talking about it for the last hour, the second annual Lawndale Blues and Jazz Music Festival will take place at Lawndale Civic Center Plaza on Saturday, September 13th. Sponsored by the City of Lawndale, the festival will showcase four different bands and musicians, including Awesome Blue, KJ, Lawndale Blues Boys, and Jay Boykin. The event begins at 1 p.m. Admission is free. Barbecue will be available for purchase by Jason's Backyard Grilling. Guests are encouraged to bring lawn chairs, blankets, and picnic baskets. Alcohol is prohibited. KLOS radio station will be on site covering all the festivities live. It's a fantastic opportunity to enjoy some great music with family, friends, neighbors in the heart of the South Bay. Lawndale Civic Center Plaza is located at 147th Street and Burren Avenue in Lawndale. To view the flyer, visit www.lawndalecity.org. For additional information, you can call 310-973-3270 or email at mestes@lawndalecity.org. Street Food Cinema and the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce present Manhattan Movie Night September 13th at the Marriott Golf Course. The event features live music, food from local restaurants, and a movie screening. Doors open at 5:30, music begins at 6:30, and the movie starts at 8:30. And there's going to be all sorts of food there. Adam Gertler, Cake MB, Connie Seafood, Grove Produce Shop, Manhattan Beach Creamery, Marriott, blah, 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 blah. Lots of Elwin, the right choice. And they're going to be screening The Princess Bride.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. So no dogs over 20 pounds will be permitted in. For additional information, visit that website at www.streetfoodcinema.com.
Put your dog on a diet. No dogs over 20 pounds.
No dogs over 20 pounds. If trivia is your thing, you don't want to miss this. Beach City's Friends of Habitat for Humanity will be hosting the 4th annual Trivia Night TV on Saturday, September 13th at Vistamar School in El Segundo. The challenge runs from 6:30 to 10 p.m. with tables of 8 competing for the Grand Trivia Championship Trophy and those all-important bragging rights. The price is $400 per table, which includes a doubler and mullions. Attendees are invited to bring their own appetizers, side dishes, and desserts, or pre-order pizza for a fee. Beer will be provided. Proceeds from the event will benefit Habitat for Humanity of Greater Los Angeles. And there is a very long URL for this, so you're just going to have to go to my website to get it because I can't do it here. All right. For additional information, you can email beachcityfriends@gmail.com. The event will take place in the Performance Arts Space of Vistamar School, located at 787 Hawaii Street in El Segundo. All right, you don't want to miss the 22nd annual Palos Verdes Concours de Elegance at the Trump National Golf Club in Rancho Palos Verdes on Sunday, September 14th. This year, the Concours celebrates automotive innovation by showcasing some of the automotive gems that demonstrate how the pursuit of engineering advancement and style have brought us to the autos of today. In addition to viewing more than 200 exhibited cars, visitors can see craftsmen at work in Restoration Alley, shop for gifts, dine in the elegant clubhouse, and examine show cars in the display areas. The concourse will be preceded by a road rally on Saturday, September 13th. For additional information, visit the website at www.pvconcours.org. Trump National Golf Course is located at 1 Trump National Drive in Rancho Palos Verdes. And these are just a few of the special events taking place this weekend, so be sure to check the calendar links and things to do page on my website, www.southbaybyjackie.com, for details on these and other events happening throughout the South Bay. And tomorrow morning on the South Bay Show, Manhattan Beach 360, our guest will be Jill Brunkhart from Chevron, Michael Greenberg from Skechers, and Mike Zislis from the Zislis Group. We're going to discuss the Best of Manhattan event happening tomorrow's show at 8 a.m. live, right?
Excellent.
Yes.
Wow. Lots of things going on, huh, Mike?
Wow. You know, I just wanted to mention, I just wanted to thank Jackie and you folks for what you do. I found out, I don't know how I found out about this. It was probably just an email about 2 or 3 years ago. Hmm. And since then, you know, Jackie's helped advertise our Youth Day Parade and now the music festival coming up on Saturday, and it's really amazing for people to be able to advertise their events for free.
Right.
And I just appreciate what you guys do because, you know, there's lots of stuff going on in the South Bay, tons of stuff, as you just heard. Right. And, you know, to be able to provide that information to the public and build families and community and give people things to do, it's just amazing. So hats off to you folks.
Thank you.
So I think, thank you, Mike, very much. And I think when you say build community, that's really what it's about. South Bay by Jackie, Jackie Balestra. I mean, what she does is amazing. And she has been doing this essentially on her own for the last 3 years. And she's been doing an amazing job, and I certainly wish Jackie all the best and hope she just gets better and better and better. She's always providing amazing guests for the South Bay Show.
Speaking of, didn't we try to have Mike on last year? Mike, didn't we try to schedule you last? We had you scheduled, and I don't know what happened. We tried to have you on last year for this event, right?
Yeah, we did. The timing didn't work out. I'm happy to be able to do it this year.
Well, he's a very important man. I mean,
I know.
Community services manager. You can't just expect him to drop everything.
I expect everybody to drop everything when I book him for a show.
Well, this time I did.
Yeah. No, it's amazing, Mike, what you guys are doing in Lawndale. The city of Lawndale is definitely on the rise with all the capital improvements that have been made to Lawndale High School and the community center. And you mentioned all the parks and green spaces.
Parks are such a hot topic now, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, I know Redondo, you know, people are screaming for parks, you know, with all their redevelopment and,
right.
you know, Manhattan, you know, their parks are just, they're so important.
Absolutely. You can't have enough of them.
You cannot.
You really can't.
You cannot have enough of them.
I mean, people actually, I was at, I don't know, what some city council or planning council commission or something meeting recently, and there are people that actually, like, get up and say, we don't have enough green space. We have exactly this much space of green, meaning the parks, mm-hmm. in our city. We need more, you know? And I'm like, mm-hmm. wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, people want their
yeah.
parks.
Yeah, for us, like this new park, Larch Avenue Park, that's going to be open up in early 2016. Once again, it'll be under construction early next year. That was an opportunity that City Council just jumped on. And in these days, if you find property that's available, you really only have one shot to take advantage of it. And a longtime resident was trying to downsize a lot of his property, and he gave the city first opportunity to purchase this instead of going out on the open market and trying to get what he could. So we were blessed there, but City Council had to make a decision. And they realized we're only going to have one shot at this, you know. So they put out the $3 million to purchase that property. So that's the most difficult thing to do. That's the largest obstacle, I think, is actually finding property. You know, you got a lot of cities that are just building out green space, you know.
Right.
So.
Yeah, wow. Well, I think Lawndale is going to be the place to be this weekend.
Yes, it is. I agree 100%. Saturday, Lawndale Blues and Jazz Festival. And what time would you say people should start arriving, Mike?
Well, you know, people have been calling us all week, can we bring canopies? It's going to be hot. Can we bring this and we can bring that? And we are saying, yes, bring your canopy. If you do bring your canopy, that's no problem. We're just going to have to ask that you kind of set up near the back of the grassy area, and we'll kind of help you with a spot to go, because, you know, as it is with the canopies, we don't want to disallow them, but it does affect the view of others behind you. So,
right.
You know, we've had people calling and asking us that question, you know, all week and, you know, for the past few weeks. And, you know, I think that, as consistent with last year, people will probably start showing up in the 11:30 and 12 o'clock range just to right. get their, you know, the seating's obviously first come, first serve to get the best view they can. So,
right.
you know, I would say, depending on your schedule and how your day is going, if you want a great seat, if you really want a good seat all day for your family and friends or whoever may be coming with you, I would suggest getting here pretty early, you know,
mm-hmm.
maybe in the 11:30 to 12 o'clock range. You know, mm-hmm. the people that, you know, come at 12:30 and 12:45 will, you know, undoubtedly have a place to sit. But, you know, as it is with, you know, other first-come, first-serve opportunities, you know, the earlier the better. You know, and we're here all day. If you can't make it here at 1, you know, you come at 2, come at 3, come at 4, come at 5. We're going to be here until at least 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I said before, the final band will go on at 5:15, and if you can't stay the whole day, you know, don't miss the event. You know, there are people that have other things going on, and they're here for the first two bands, and they leave. There's people that come for the first band, and they have to go take care of some business and come back for the final band. So, you know, it can be a full-day commitment for you, but even if you can only make it for a few hours, please come down. Say hi to us. We'd love to have you.
I think everybody should get their pack a lunch, you know,
yeah.
go out there early, enjoy, relax. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yes, it is going to be hot. It is going to be hot this weekend.
Yes. It's going to be hot. So thanks so much, Mike. Now, Mike, can you give us whatever the standard contact information is for your department and the City of Lawndale?
Sure. You can reach the city. City Hall main telephone number is 310-973-3200. And please note that the City Hall offices are closed on Friday. We're on a four-day week. My staff is available, you know, Fridays and Saturdays. Unfortunately, we're closed Sundays. But if you need any last-minute information about the Lawndale Blues and Jazz Festival or any other information regarding Lawndale Community Services, please call the Lawndale Community Services Department at the Lawndale Community Center. That telephone number is 310-973-3270. Once again, 310-973-3270. 3270. And one other thing I'd quickly like to mention is we have a very informative quarterly newsletter that we distribute to all the residents and businesses. And I know we're running short on time, but I'd like to squeeze this in. It's called The Lawndalian. And if you really want to know what's happening in Lawndale, you'll go to the city's website at www.lawndalecity.org. And on the homepage to the right, you'll see a link to the Lawndalian, and you can print out our newsletter or view it and see all the activities that are going on in Lawndale, including numerous classes for kids and adults and seniors.
That's wonderful, and I love it. Lawndalian.
Yeah.
Lawndalian. I got to get that. It's wonderful. Thank you so much, Mike, and thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
All right, that's our show for today, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you tomorrow at 8 o'clock for Manhattan Beach 360.
Thank you.